So good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. As you can tell from listening to people joining me, there are lots of people who are regulars on the call, as well as a few newbies as well who are asking themselves, what have I gotten myself into? So welcome, everyone. This is the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. I am your Wednesday trainer, and my name is Maura Lustig, and I call in from Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. I'm on the call every day, but I lead the call on Wednesdays. And I like to call Wednesdays a winning Wednesday, wealthy Wednesday. And I love that it's the middle of the week, and so I get to pick up the momentum from what's already been going and hurl it further towards the weekend. It's a beautiful spot to be. And so just for those of you who don't know what the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team is, we are a group, we are one team, not necessarily financially linked to each other. This was initiated by Susan Sly about 9 years ago, and it has been carried on ever since. We speak together Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we speak for about a half an hour. And it's a way to learn from five different trainers as the week goes on, always around one core theme. And at the moment, we are working our way through the 90-day action plan together, and we are on week four of the 90-day action plan. And the topic this week is about, you know, connecting with 10 more people and setting them up with the right system. And you've been hearing about a number of things, including, you know, from Carolyn doing CAPI, one of the systems, and from Laura yesterday about, you know, getting into a peak state in order to be able to connect with others. Now, before we go on to training, and believe me, I want you to grab a pen today. So if you don't already have a notepad and pen, go grab one fast. And before we do that, though, we're going to do some shares. And you know what? I'm actually going to lead off with a personal share. And that is the fact that I'm celebrating the memory of my father today. My father, George MacDonald, passed away 17 years ago today. And he was an absolutely incredible human being. And I'm celebrating his memory because it's so much of who I am, I give credit to my dad. He was the most incredible man. We loved each other deeply. And for me, he was a role model and a mentor as well. He inspired me in so many ways. At the age of 90, when he passed away, he had just recently stopped being able to drive the car. He was an active member of his faith community, contributing to it in every way. And he was active in his community otherwise as well. He was an advisor to others. He was a mentor to others. He still read the paper every day. He walked every day. He played bridge. He was an example of what healthy aging can and I feel should look like. And I aspire to be like him as I age. And they're going to have to drag me off the dance floor kicking and screaming when I'm over 100. So there you go. I'm celebrating that memory today. And I invite any of you to step out and share something that you're grateful for. Well, let's take a few shares quickly because I've got a lot to cover. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
This is Bill Lynch.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yes. Talk about healthy aging. I am so thankful. As most of you know, I just am in the process of recovering from a full-on concussion. But when I was in the hospital, the doctors and the nurses, they put me through a lot of different tests, and they said that they could not believe how healthy I was. And to me, you know, I attribute the health that I have to the IceDance program because, I mean, literally, it could have been a heck of a lot worse if I wasn't in good health. So I'm just so thankful that I got on the program a little over a year ago. I was 50 pounds. I've had great results in my physicals, and I just can't believe I'm going to be 78 this year. So, the health, and it's all about, you know, getting on the right program with the right product and having the right attitude.
Lovely. Thank you for that share, Bill. And we're glad that you're on the mend and also grateful that you have this wonderful system to help you stay healthy and recover quickly. Beautiful share. Thank you.
Marty, you have time for another one?
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
Hey, I'm celebrating IceGenics today in a couple different fashions. One is that, of course, it allowed me to retire after 20 years of owning my own business. We did that the first of the year, which has given me a lot of spare time, Maura. and I know that you probably followed along on my Facebook wall. I've started creating these crosses just as a kind of a craft, and it's turned into something a little bit bigger than that. And I actually sent my very first, they're called Kevin's crosses, sent my very first Kevin's cross to Nanaimo, British Columbia last week. So I'm now an international enterprise. So thank you for Isogenics for allowing me to play with my passion.
That's amazing. Congratulations, Kevin. And yes, I do love your crosses. I've seen them on your Facebook page, and I love that you're, you know, exploring your creative side and sharing it with the world. Beautiful share. And we'll take one more. One more.
This is Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
I have a friend of 27 years, and when I first got into Isogenics in 2002, I started sharing it with her. She kept saying, no, I don't have enough money. Yesterday, something came before me. I called her up on her Facebook. I called her up and said, you know, are you okay? Let's talk. She called me, and I asked her how she was. She said, I'm great. I got a divorce. I've got blah, blah, blah in my bank account. I'm going on a cruise. And that was the open door for me to say, okay, you ready to get skinny for that cruise? And she has, she opened an account. She's coming to the house today. I'm making her pictures. She's getting into the Ask the Body Challenge. And it's just something that never give up on people until they completely close the door.
Amen. Oh, what a perfect way to wrap up the shares, Charlene. Congratulations. Oh, that's, you just gave so many examples of what to do right. You know, you stayed in a relationship with her. You happened to catch that she was there was something changing in her life. You reached out to her, and without being pushy, you just asked if she was ready, because she knows what you do, and you had some fun with it too. And now I know she's going to get the most amazing support, and she's going to be skinny for that cruise. Love it. Thank you, Charlene. So, everyone, let's go ahead and get into some training. Have you all got your pens ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Yes. So, first of all, I want you to draw a funnel on its side. So, on the left side of the page, put a funnel that's like a triangle on its side, with a little skinny line at the end of it. And then beside that, I want you to put a circle. And it can be a big circle, not a little circle. It's just as big as the funnel, if not bigger. Okay. Now I want to put that aside for a minute, okay? I just want you to notice that there. Now I'm going to talk about basketball. Oh, we got someone with a little bit of background noise. Remember to mute your lines if you're not speaking, okay? So let's talk about basketball, because basketball is a game that is played as a team, and yet we have to learn and master the individual skills to be able to play it well. And the, you know, it starts with being able to bounce the ball and being able to pivot on one foot, being able to dribble that ball, so a certain amount of coordination as we move across the court, and then being able to shoot. And we all know about practicing shooting hoops. And then about being able to pass that ball and being able to run like crazy to get from one end of the court to the other. And then it's about staying out of the zone or in the zone if you're on defense, right? Being aware of where the zone is. And all of that gets put together like an orchestra with the action as a team, knowing who to pass that ball to, when to pass it back and forth, when to run to the other end, who's going to play center, who's got their different spots. That would be a really good example of three-way call. So I want to bring those skills from basketball over into the system that we use for connecting and enrolling people and then helping them do more, the eat it, love it, share it, repeat. And this week we're kind of breaking it down right into the basics. We're back at the bounce and pivot and dribble and shoot part, okay? Not necessarily the team part yet. So let me break that down and give you examples of the different systems that we use that tie in with, you know, those stages with Isogenics. And I'm still going to come back for that funnel and ball. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about it, but I'm going to go on and come back to it in a minute. So I want you to jot down the names of our different systems. One is CAPI. Carolyn explained that beautifully on Monday. It was connect, affirm, common ground, affirm, ask permission, and provide information. connect, affirm, permission, information. And then the other thing that ties in with that is form. You've heard us talk about form on the calls. Family, occupation, recreation, and mission or money. A third system that we're all familiar with is about telling your story. And that's broken down into these pieces. It's broken down into what was happening before you were using Isagenics. And that should be three emotional pain points for you. Not just, you know, before I was fat. No, it should be before I was really struggling to feel good in my clothes. I got sick of having to buy larger sizes. It should be emotional things, okay? Before, how you were introduced to it, what happened as a result, and what you're excited about today. I'm going to say that again. Before, how you were introduced, the results you got, and what you're excited about today. Now, the next system, and I'm giving you an overview right now, okay? I want this to be something you've got down points for the different systems that will all come together on the court as a team, right? The next piece is about handling objections. And our best way of having a mental note around that is feel, felt, and found. Feel, felt, and found. So now let's go back to that funnel, okay? So on the left side of the funnel is where you would write, if we're using the Kathy example here, okay, you would write connect on the outside rim of that funnel, the initial connection. And you see how wide that side of the funnel is? That's because connecting can take far longer than anything else. The next piece is going to, and that's, so when I say connecting, remember I'm also talking about establishing common ground. So it's connect and establish common ground is in the C. And then it's affirm. So the funnel's getting a little bit narrower here, okay? So we've established common ground, we've affirmed. Now it's getting smaller still, we're asking for permission. And then at that little tube point to the right is where we're going to provide information. So often what happens is we do the opposite. This is critical to get deep in your bones. When we are doing what we do to share Isagenics with others, this is both an art and a science. I want you to understand the science behind this, because the art comes from practicing and always connecting with your heart about what's best for the other person. But it's a science as well. So that large side of the funnel is where we connect. Narrowing it down, we go into affirming. Then it's asking for permission to share. And then a little bit is where we now go into the information. And then right beside that is this big circle, right? And in the circle, I want you to write these words. Enroll, community, support, training. Those words are going to go in the circle. So let's talk about connecting. You've heard about peak state. You've heard about the whole system here of common ground, affirm, permission, information. So one of the things to do with this is know that, again, it's important to have two ears, one mouth, right? That's what we've got. There's a reason for that, right? Because the connecting piece is about creating curiosity. It's about just, you know, building a relationship with that person so that they are open. And remember when some of you were on the call when Suzanne Hart trained, and she really emphasized what connecting is about, because we are not trying to get people. You know, when someone says to you, I don't want to sell anything, or I can't sell, and they have that image of pushy salesperson, you have to address that one real fast. And the challenge with that is that people think that they have to get people. They think that they have to convince people. And if you are thinking that way, I feel tired already just thinking about it with you, because that is not what we do. That is not where we find joy. And so it's always a case of, you know, finding a way to create that curiosity. And that's why we establish the common ground. We are, you know, affirming them in some way. And then we're asking lots of questions about the other person. And then, when they're ready, when they're curious about what this is, then I love this line. Before I tell you about my program, is it okay if I tell you what happened to me, what happened to my friend, what happened to this person that I know? And those are the stories that will relate to the person's pain in front of you, where they can now visualize how this is helping others. And that's where they use the tools as well, where we show them what this is doing for others. And what I'd love is if, Barbie Lee, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, I am.
Good. Barbie Lee, would you like to step out and play a little bit with me?
Sure.
Okay. Now, so what I want to do with Barbie Lee, and I've asked Barbie Lee to do this with me because I know that she's got quite a bit of versatility and a lot of experience. And I don't know if everyone on the call understands what a role play is or not, but wouldn't it be nice if you could hear us practice what it looks like when someone says no and when someone says yes? Would
right.
that be helpful? Okay. And, I'm thinking of a couple of examples where that's good, because it's about knowing when to go ahead with a conversation and when to stop. Would that be helpful for all of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Okay. So what I'm going to do is have a couple of examples with Barbie Lee. And, Barbie Lee, what I want you to do is find ways to be completely not interested, okay? And then I want you to turn it around. And it's going to be that you are interested. So you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So three questions. Establishing common ground is pretty straightforward, right? You're looking for things that you have common with the other person. It could be as simple as, boy, this weather is beautiful, eh? Oh, sorry, that's my Canadian accent on the end with the A. Boy, this weather is beautiful. That's my American accent. Anyway, it's just about finding a way to open a conversation with anyone. It could be as silly as that. And it doesn't matter what it is, because what you're looking for is someone who is open to speaking with you, period, end of story. That's where this all begins. Are they someone who has open energy? And then it goes further. So, Barbie Lee, let's say, let me think here. Let's say we're at the airport. And we're going on a holiday, and it's for a cruise or a beach resort or something like that. And you're sitting across from me, and we're just killing time, right? And what I'm going to be looking for, I want you all to know this ahead of time, I'm going to be, when we get to the part where Barbie Lee, is open, well, she's not going to be open right away, okay? But when she is, I'm going to be looking for what she values. What's important to her about that thing she values and what she's currently doing. Write those things down. I'm going to say them again slowly. What does the other person value? What is important to them about that? And what are they currently doing about it to achieve it? Okay? All right. So, Barbie Lee. Hey, I'm looking forward to this trip. Boy, have I been waiting to get down to that beach. How about you?
Oh, I just got to bring some men named Juan to rub oil on me, and I'll be all good.
Sorry, say it again. I could barely hear you.
I just want to find some nice man named Juan to rub some oil on me. Then I'll be all good. Then I'll be relaxed, because I really need to relax.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. I like that. Oh, wow. I say to that? Well, I'm bringing my Juan with me. He's just over there getting me a drink. But so do you travel much? Do you go away on many trips?
Not as many as I'd like to. I really love to travel.
Oh, okay. And, what is it that you like about traveling?
Usually the beach, the sunshine, the shopping.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
to shop.
Oh. Okay, and can you imagine ever being able to, just go there on a regular basis and not have to worry about how to pay for it?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, yeah.
I barely
so,
got time off this trip.
Yeah, so I've got to find a way for you to shut me down, Barbie Lee. Okay. I don't want to to pursue this. I want you to be negative.
Oh, sorry. Right at the beginning? Okay. Please don't talk to me crazy.
Yeah, like pretty early on. Okay. I want you to shut me down. I'll tell you why, okay, because I know this is tough to do. What I'm looking for is the person that I can't connect with. I've initiated a way to connect, and I'm looking for the person that shuts me off, okay? Because where we always get into trouble when we think that we have to tell everybody and connect with everybody about isogenics, we get into trouble when we push past all the little signals that say this person's simply not open to chatting, period. That's a good way for people to immediately have a benchmark that they know. You know, it's kind of like you're just testing, looking for people who have open energy. So I want you to pretend not to be interested, you're tired or whatever, or think of something else. Okay? So let's start over, okay? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, hi. You looking forward to the trip? You can say yes to that.
Actually, I'm looking more forward to reading my book right now.
Ooh. Okay, well, you know, it looks like a good book. What have you got there?
How to Win Friends and Influence People. So, thanks.
Okay. I've read that book. Is it a good one? Do you enjoy it?
I haven't started it yet. I'm waiting to begin.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to stop there, Barbie Lee, because what I'm hoping for is that it's not going to be something I can establish common ground with.
Well, then don't read the same books as me.
Oh, that's a problem, isn't it? I'm failing miserably at this right now, but what I want to do is just point out that when we meet someone who we cannot find enough common ground with, maybe Barbie Lee was simply interested in just reading her book, and I should have stopped there. But I'm so good at connecting, I always find a way around it. But I try to, anyways, right? The bottom line is you will meet tons of people who, for whatever reason, are not the least bit interested in anything that you want to chat with them about whatsoever. And that's okay, because you haven't mentioned isogenics. You haven't, you know, sold or tried to sell anything. You are just looking for someone who you could say hi and that would say back and that you might be able to get into a conversation with, and that from there you would then be able to ask different questions that would lead into. So let's just go ahead and play with the yeses instead. Okay, because I think you all get the point, right? You all understand what I was trying to do, and it's tough to do in a role play. Please say yes.
Hey, Maura, can I say something right there?
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
I think the simple fact that you demonstrated, what you two just demonstrated to me, is that most likely you got caught on ground with somebody out there, and it's hard not to find it.
Yeah, well, good point, Kevin. But often, you know, like, let's face it, we have to speak to a lot of people, and only some of them are going to be open. And that's what we need to understand, because so many people beat themselves up for not being able to have more conversations that lead to sending information. Stop beating yourselves up. The more people you connect with, the more you will find that maybe you don't have as much in common with. Maybe they're not interested in health and wellness. Maybe they just want to get to that darn beach and they don't care whether they fit into a bikini or not. They're so stressed. They're so out of shape anyways. That's the last thing on their radar. They just want to get away from home. And those people are not always open to being approached by someone like us who could truly help them change their lives. Does that make sense? You all know what I mean. If you've been on a trip and you've tried to approach people, it's surprising sometimes the ones that aren't the least bit open, and yet we know how much this would help them. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, with that in mind, I want you all to stop beating yourselves up. Okay? I want you to know that that's normal, that what you're looking for is a needle in the haystack, and you're going to have fun doing it, because in the meantime, you're going to be able to at least connect with and establish, affirm people and establish a little bit of a relationship. But you're going to be planting seeds as you go, right? So let's do an example where Barbie Lee will say yes, okay? So Barbie Lee, let's say we're at the gym. I'm going to change the location now. Either at the gym or afterwards or whatever, or we're maybe in a fitness store. It doesn't matter where we are, but it's going to be about fitness. So, if I'm in the gym afterwards, I'm having my protein recovery drink right away while I'm in the change room. So let's say you come in and you just finished working out as well. And so I say hi, okay? Just that I see that you're exhausted, you're hot and sweaty, you know, I just say, like, how's it going? Did you have a good workout?
Yeah, it was my first time back in a long time, so I think I'm not going to compete tomorrow.
Awesome. So how come you haven't been able to get to the gym for a long time?
I was in a car accident 6 months ago, and I'm just getting back to getting physical again. My physical therapist said that it was okay now.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's amazing to see you back in the gym as well. And so, you know, what's important to you about getting back into action like this? What's that, you know, is this going to be able to help you do things you weren't able to do before?
I hope so. I was at church on Sunday, and there's a new baby, and my friend had a new baby, and I can't even hold the baby because my shoulder hurts so much. So I've got to get my strength back up and got to get some energy back.
Wonderful. And you said you're working with a physiotherapist, and now you're in the gym as well. Wonderful. Yeah, but I'm curious. I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, like 80% of our results come from nutrition. Only like 20-25% come from what we actually do in the gym. Did you know about that?
No, my grandma always said, you know, have a good bowl of oatmeal and, you know, maybe a peanut butter and toast for breakfast. So I do that. You know, I think I eat pretty good. Yeah, I didn't know the stat. It's pretty stat. But.
I used to feel the same, just so you know. I was absolutely in the same boat, and I'm just so grateful that one of my friends knew about the science of nutrition and getting better performance and really helping the body. And I took a look at it, and that's a long time ago. As a result, I'm in the best shape of my life. What do you do now for breakfast? Do you have just oatmeal by itself, or are you aware of the need for protein?
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes I'll do eggs and you know, I'm vegetarian, so, you know, I look for alternate protein sources. But, yeah, I do what I can. I do a lot of internet looking and you know, try to educate myself. So, I don't know, I think I'm pretty good.
Good for you. So you probably use protein shakes sometimes or different things, right?
You know what, I've had them in the past and not a fan. You know, I'm open because I have been so busy in the morning with my kids and, you know, one's swimming now every morning. And truthfully, I often forget breakfast. So I haven't crossed my mind to look at some protein shakes. But you know what?
Oh, cool.
Protein, because I don't want to, like, do some muscle-bound idiot like those dudes over there lifting 100 pounds going, ooh, look at me, lady, look at me. I just want a bomb between the eyes. I don't want muscles like that. That doesn't interest me.
Oh, I totally get it. That's hilarious. Yeah, you know, I remember I used to think that years and years ago, but you know what, Barbie Lee, I'm 61 years old and in the best shape of my life. I work out 6 days a week and I drink protein shakes every day. Yeah, and I sure don't have to worry about developing too much muscle. I'm just grateful that I have a system that lets me be in such incredible shape at this age. So, you know, I mean, we're busy both right now, and I know you've got to go, but just curious if you'd be open to learning about what I do, because, you know, it's something that I've been able to help a lot of people who want to get back into shape, get results much better, and save time and money at the same time.
Okay, seriously, yes, because if you're 61, I'm 12 years away from that, but damn, I'll look like you when I'm 61. So, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, game on, girl. Yeah, before we go, because I got to run too. I got to get this into me, and then I've got a call that I'm training on. And so, just do me a favor. First of all, I'll ask you two questions. Let me get your contact info. I'll just jot it in my gym book here. And are you on Facebook or LinkedIn or anything like that as well? Because we can connect, and you can see who I am. But what's the best time to reach you? I'll just jot the number down, and then I can give you a call at that point.
Yeah, anytime before 3:00.
Done. So, and if you can be at your computer, it's even better. Wonderful. You know, Barbie Lee, it's a pleasure meeting you. And, you know, I'm so glad that you've allowed me to at least invite you to take a look at what I do. I don't know if it's for you or not, and that's okay. But if it is, you'll love me for sharing it with you, because I really, like, I'm on a mission. to help people be in the best shape of their lives at any age. And I believe you can really make a difference, and I know that nutrition is the key. So you're going to learn about the system and decide if it's what you want to do or not. All right? Look forward to speaking to you this afternoon. And it's again, thanks very much.
Thanks.
All right. So you can see where there was no pressure, although there was urgency and enthusiasm. Fair enough?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do this constantly, all the time, everywhere. I find excuses to connect. Based on the other person's energy, I decide whether to ask more questions and eventually offer information. And when I do, my system for offering that, which we aren't going to talk about today because of the time, but I would love in the future to talk about explaining which program is right for them based on a good, better, best scenario and how to understand how to present the value pack. I could do that on a future call. So better pause here. Now, any takeaway shares or questions?
More feeling.
What's that?
It's Barbie Lee, sorry.
Go ahead.
So I just want to give a quick example, if I could, about yesterday. I worked my darnest to get this young girl to say yes, and no matter what I said, she's selling dresses, grand dresses and stuff, because we were out shopping for my daughter. She's in education at university, and I was with her for like 20 minutes when my daughter's trying on dresses, and my Taylor Ray was laughing at me. She goes, Mom, about every trick you had, and she just didn't bite. She said, when are you going to give up? I said, when we walk out the door.
Yeah, good girl. Yeah, that's what I want to hear too. Yeah. It's not over till it's over.
That's right.
Yeah, because we have something, Barbie Lee, and all of you, we have something so special. This is truly a gift. And there is something literally for everyone with Isagenics. We just can't want it more for others than they want it for themselves. But if we know that so many people are suffering in silence, and the only reason that stops them from saying yes is their belief system. It's the lack of know, like, and trust, if that hasn't been established yet. But when you can build rapport, when you can really get into the other person's story and understand where their pain point is, and then be able to now share your story with them as well. That establishes rapport, and sometimes it happens very quickly. Sometimes it takes longer, which is why it's good to connect in multiple ways, using Facebook, LinkedIn, other ways to be able to really get to know each other. But it's just phenomenal what can happen, and when it happens, the sun shines and you remember why you're doing this, okay? When you help a new friend transform their life, there's nothing better than that. All right, everyone, I see the time. It's 10:32 on my clock. I'll take one last share if you have one. Otherwise, I will just mention who's going to be training tomorrow and end the call.
If this is Potato, I can say overall you've impacted me in a big way, and I can't put my finger on it exactly, but I can tell that I have a different outlook from your conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Potato. I appreciate that. And so everyone, tomorrow morning, my husband, Dr. Jeff Lustig, will be speaking, and he's doing Health Coach's Corner, so we'll be talking more about products and different things as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing his call. He's on the third Thursday of every month. So everyone, I love you all. Thank you for allowing me to be your Wednesday trainer, and I wish you all an absolutely incredible day. Bye-bye for now.